My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Coming up at 9, former Browns quarterback. I got one little thing I want to say about the team in Pittsburgh, because you've been very sensitive to it this offseason about talking too much Pittsburgh Steelers. I did go back and watch them against the Bills because, you know, I'm a sicko. They got a Broderick Jones problem. They got a problem there. I know he's like, well, I've listened
to the... Tell
people
who that is.
He is their right tackle, and he has been a mess. Because right now, the league has changed. Like, I know I keep saying left tackle, left tackle, left tackle when it comes to Deshaun Watson. Right tackle is almost as important, and you're starting to see that, by the way, in salaries. But it's almost as important now because of the way quarterbacks are. They escape left and right, so they're not just going to stand there in the pocket and deliver. It's not just a blind side anymore. So your right tackles become important, especially with those two guys where Justin Fields is going to explore the space, and you could say Russell Wilson is the originator of exploring the space. And Greg Rousseau beat the brakes off him. He had trouble. And he might be playing. I know he has a sleeve. It is troublesome. So that's something that I think I would watch. I know, what did they just bring in Chuks Okorafor back because they need him or something like that? I think Jeff said... And the updates over there, so they're in a little bit of a problem with their offensive line as well. I know that we can't necessarily say much, but I tell you right now that their offensive line is having a couple of problems over there.
Well, I know that obviously our fans think about the Steelers a lot, but because the Ravens were so damn good last year, mm-hmm. and because Burrow's got a track record of when healthy, he's a Super Bowl type quarterback.
Yes,
that. The Steelers have been like the least of my concerns, even though I think anything's an upgrade over what they had at quarterback last year. The problem for them is their guys. I mean, Russell Wilson looks absolutely washed up. I know it's preseason.
Yeah.
Wasn't great last year. And Justin Fields is just a right now it is trending. The direction is bust.
Not in a good direction.
Some people might already think it's a bust. There were still some people high on him last year, which surprised me.
He is a good athlete. Talented.
He almost beat us last year, and he didn't look great in that game at all.
He's a good athlete. He's a talented college quarterback. Greg Cosell, and I bristled at it because I didn't want to hear the truth. Greg Cosell said, man, he's late on a lot of this stuff. He's just a tick behind. And because he's looking for a bigger window than what those windows allow for him in the NFL. Because you had much bigger windows in college. So he's looking for a bigger window. That window's not there. So when he decides to throw it, when he actually does, he's a tick behind. And it's causing for bad balls behind guys.
He had better receivers in college than he has right now.
Yes, he sure as hell did. So he did have that. So that's the only thing I'm going to say about them over there. We got to focus on our own situation. We have a left tackle situation
that's
we have to deal with.
Do you disagree? Like, I have the Steelers in last place. I mean,
I do not.
I have them
I don't
in fourth.
Disagree. I don't disagree. The other three, it just depends on how Deshaun Watson plays. And Deshaun Watson playing on Saturday is not going to make me change my ideas of whether or not I think that they're going to be amazing for the rest of the year or they're going to suck up the room for the rest of the year. I think because of the schedule, because of their division, they're a 10-7 football team. And depending on how the breaks, it might get you into the playoffs and it might not. Because if Deshaun Watson goes out there and he throws for 3 touchdowns, no picks, and they beat up Dallas, probably going to change my record. Yeah, I think the records this year are a moving target. So I think they're just about where they were last year. 10-7, somewhere in there. But if he doesn't play well week one, then I might change my record somewhere else. But him playing on Saturday is not going to dictate my ideas of what I think he's going to be for the entire year. We hopefully will find out later on today. I would, if I were Kevin, I wouldn't play him. I think because Kevin said it publicly, he's going to play him.
Well, I might find out today on the afternoon show because Kevin Stefanski, after practice, is going to be on our afternoon show today on 92.3 The Fan. Stay tuned. We'll get you a better time as we get closer to that.
What if he does his press conference? Does he only have a pre-practice press conference? Okay, if he only has a pre-practice press conference, then we're not going to hear it because it would make him look bad if he was going, yeah, Deshaun's going to play on Saturday. And then I was like, oh, he can break the news on afternoon drive that he's not going to play on Saturday. I go, nope, because if it's only a pre-practice press conference, that means that he didn't practice well.
Right.
No one wants to hear any of that. So you're not going to do that. So it could be taken that way. So yeah, if he plays on Saturday, if he plays well, I'm not going to come in here and say that they're going to be amazing.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If he plays poorly, I'm not going to come in here and say that they're going to suck and everybody's going to get fired. It's not going to happen. I need to ask you a personal question. Yesterday, this is amazing. So I'm the D-line coach of the youth football team. I got the 5th and 6th graders yesterday. And we're doing group, and I'm going over things that they've had a scrimmage on Saturday, going over things that they might have saw. And I go, do you notice they do this? How many of you guys watched a game on Saturday? And there were like 2 who raised their hands. There was like 9 of them yesterday, my D-linemen. And I go, only a couple of you watched the game? And they were like, well, I'm not a Browns fan. And I said, what fan are you? Now, when I first told you this, I didn't tell you the end of it. When I first told you this, you thought they were all Steelers fans. And I go, what fan are you? I got one said he was a Ravens fan, which blew my you-know-whats off. I had one who said he was a Bengals fan, which that was almost as galling as the one who said he was a Ravens fan. No Steelers fans in the bunch. I had one that said he was a Dolphins fan, one who said that he was a Raiders fan, one that said he was a Vikings fan, and then there were a couple of Browns fans.
Well, Raiders and Vikings fans. They can have fun this year.
Raiders and Vikings fans, yes.
They'll be switching their allegiance by week five.
And I go, why don't you guys like the Browns? You guys need to like the Browns. The Browns are your home team. You should be Browns fans. And I kind of wanted to say, and I'm like, they're 12-year-old kids. I can't say this to them. I go, in my head, I'm going, yeah, you'll be a Browns fan. I said it out loud. I go, you'll be a Browns fan. He's like, how do you know? And in my head, I go, you'll get a taste of the Muni lot, and you're going to be a Browns fan. But I can't say that to them because they're 12, and I can't be encouraging that type of behavior.
I think the Muni lot will still be around when they're.
Okay, oh, that's true.
He'll get a taste. Right. There will still be Browns tailgates. There will still be the great big bus with the dog face on the front of it and the helmet. You will, once they get a taste of a Browns tailgate, they will be Browns fans.
It'll just be the Crocker Park version.
That is the difference between entering suburbs and where I grew up. Like when I in my neighborhood, it was we had a Washington fan, we had Dolphins fans, Raiders fans, Cowboy fans. Like it was a cornucopia of fans. Now this was when the Browns had moved, obviously, so that was maybe a little bit difficult there. A Bears fan was in there.
So that's weird because they've actually seen winning Browns football to some extent. They've seen a Browns playoff
win. At a ripe age of seeing Browns football where you would start to make your choices.
Is it that their parents are giving them freedom, or are they rebelling against their parents?
I have no idea. But I ask you the question, should I be preaching the gospel of Browns football to make them Browns fans? Or do I let is this a Browns Rumspringa and they eventually come back to their senses and be Browns fans?
This is one where, Anthony, I think you're off on that. I don't think it's they're rebelling from their parents. I think it's they're following their parents' lead.
Oh, you think their parents think don't care about the Browns as much?
I think you, as the most influential football man in their lives right now, have a obligation, Ken, to make sure that they are fans of the local sports team and not fans of.
So you want me to keep preaching?
I'm not a giant Browns fan, right?
I know,
follow them as much as anyone in the city.
Yeah.
But I don't go around preaching to my kids on my football teams that they need to be Chiefs fans. They live in Cleveland. I think they should be following the Browns.
Well, Ken, you have a captive audience here. So obviously you have their undivided attention.
Yes.
You know, every single day. But it is a little bit troubling that they're not getting that at home. If they're not,
I
you
assume
know,
they were
to get
just.
To this point.
Well, I'm just going to assume that they are not getting it at home.
But you said when you were, you said that you thought they were just going to be Steelers fans. There was not a Steelers fan in the group.
So is that finally ending? That kids in this area are choosing Steelers over Browns. That's finally ended. It's not a thing anymore because the Steelers haven't been sexy. They haven't been as star studded.
The Vikings, I can't explain. That I can't explain. Raiders, silver and black. I know they ain't been great. You can explain that. There's people all over the country that are Raiders fans. The Dolphins, I think a lot of... I mean, my dad's a Dolphins fan, of course. Like, yeah, you can like the Dolphins when you're a kid. A lot of kids grow up as Dolphins fans. But, like, once you reach a certain age, it's like, no, it's time to be a fan of your home area team. It's time to get in the group here and do what's necessary to be a fan of your team. So should I plant those seeds now is what I'm asking you.
I think so.
I'm surprised Owen's saying yes.
This is a very, very, we talk about formative years, impressionable kids. This is the age that, you know, you can steer them. Now, here is the one catch with all of this.
Mm-hmm.
How confident are you in this Browns team this year? Because if you go all in with these kids this year and it's like a 2019 season,
oh God,
you might lose them forever.
I will tell you this. Last year when they were winning, I mean, they were a good football team last year. I was a god. I was preaching the good book of the Browns, and they were coming along with it. But if they go out there and they suck up the room, what example am I going to use? That's a lot of pressure.
I think there is pressure. That's what
priest.
I'm getting at.
Yeah, I was like, man, you guys got to be Browns fans, man. You got to do that. All right, should I be preaching the Browns?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.